JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okie dokie. You like it?
Like it? I want you to know, my dear, that even though we're sitting down, we're giving you a standing ovation.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Get a vasectomy.
That's not how the song goes.
It's going to be real sore. It's going to do a lot of things.
All right, we got the tapes from Robbie.
Peas.
Yes, bros and peas, Rob. You got to get that.
Got to.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about Rob's vasectomy, and then you've got you've got the tapes of the day, Mr. Spiewak.
Tapes of the day that'll drive you nuts.
Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're great. Want to mention Don, unfortunately, his adopted father passed away yesterday. Uh-huh. Don is not here today. Hopefully, he will be back with us tomorrow, and we send our prayers out to him and Jimmy and the whole family. I hope they're doing okay today because it's got to be
a
tough day. You know, no matter what the circumstances are, obviously, it's a difficult day for him, and I hope he's doing okay today. Right. What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, condolences to Don there. To Rob A. Rob A., are you still there about your vasectomy?
No, I'm sorry. Rob has gone home.
He's out buying peas. This is not another call about frozen peas, is it?
No. I had mine done a couple of years ago, and I wanted to tell
Very
Rob
proud of you.
Sure.
All right, before you start, can I ask you a question,
please?
Yes, sir.
We've tried to examine the phenomenon.
The psyche, if you will.
Of all these guys that love to talk about their vasectomy. Now, obviously, you're calling a radio show. Lots of people are hearing you. What is the desire? You love to talk about it, don't you?
Actually, no, I don't. Just with a couple of people that I know who had it done.
Right.
And I'd like to give Rob a couple of tips to make his recovery and his experience a little bit more, not enjoyable, but a little less strenuous.
How many tips do you have?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Just go ahead.
Make sure that you or your wife shave down there before you go, because I was not told to prepare that part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do that anyway.
Both of you.
Bye.
We seem to have a lot of idiots. Oh, what have I done here? Hold on. Let me hit exit.
No. The nurse told me to.
Yes.
The nurse actually did it for me. Uh-huh. And
now we're talking about some fun.
No. That was a Vic razor with some cold water, and that was it. It's not as erotic as the penthouse letters say it was, so make sure you take care of that beforehand.
Hold it.
It was very embarrassing, actually.
Do you shave the mountain or do you shave the yard?
Just where they're going to do the work.
So the
just
mountain.
Where they're
going
to do the work. I've had enough of the shaving. I think the shaving might be kind of fun.
Shave it all.
But not cold water.
Be on the safe side.
The suede bag.
I would like warm water. Yes. I mean, this is if I was you, Rob. I'll never have this procedure done.
Thank God.
Because I plan to be like Senator Fred Thompson.
Bloody good.
Someday. That's another thing I saw yesterday.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Fred Thompson. Hey, but I found one. 24 years older than his wife. Did you know that one?
About that. Yeah.
And they
his
were
wife is 60.
They had a profile of him. Was it on the Today Show this morning?
Yeah, he looks horrible.
Fred Thompson, he's coming out and he's talking to his wife, and she's 24 years younger than he is.
And they put David Gregory, that 7-foot-tall monster, to follow him.
Did you hear what he said when he came out? Hey, people of normal height.
Yeah, that's really cute.
But Fred Thompson has a 3-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
So he's never gotten a vasectomy,
good
Rob.
For him.
What I love is when he said, how do you feel to be in fourth place? He says, everyone but one person's going to be following.
That's right. I think we're going to win the election.
Yeah,
hold on. Let me take a call from my 24 years junior wife. How's the 3-year-old doing? Very good. This is terribly exciting news. I'm on the campaign trail in Iowa, and we're very excited about this.
Did you see how sad he was when he found out that she wasn't coming along?
Yeah. She's his political advisor.
Yeah.
Just like Carl is my food advisor.
Also your political advisor.
That's very exciting. For when I do my big run. Hold on. I'm pressing this the wrong way. Don and Mike Show, you are on the air. What can we do for you? Oh, hello. What's wrong with that phone?
Bad phone.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike. What's Rob?
Where are you calling from?
On the border of Oklahoma and Kansas, out in the middle of frippin' nowhere.
Can you roll your windows up or something?
They're all the way up, and that's unfortunate.
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to have to say goodbye to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The insurgents.
Hey there. Want to talk about the big V.
The big V, he's right here, and he's handling it very well.
Begin.
Well,
what?
The point is, I think the fun part of it was the nurses handling the equipment.
That's the fun part.
See, that's what we're talking about.
That was the fun part, the pre-op stuff. It was fun.
Question about that, though. isn't there enough nervousness going on that you don't want it to proceed anywhere where you don't want it to go, that it stops being fun?
No, I was just a youngster at 27. I was just having a good old time.
Why did you get a vasectomy at 27?
Same reason you are.
I
already had two kids, and I was done.
Did the nurses come to realize that you were enjoying it?
I'm not sure. Buzz. I was not.
Let me put it to you this way. He did not roll off the bed.
Yeah, Buzz. It was just like a porno movie. Yeah.
Keep going.
I could faintly hear the music.
Rob, I'm sorry. I know we've got tapes to play, but everybody wants to talk about your
the
big
affairs of state must take place over
Mark,
the affairs of
you
state.
Are on the Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike. My condolences to Don.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob. Oh, and Buzz, sorry to leave you out. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Rob.
Yes.
Mine 6 months ago, and I was given a bar of Xanax, Percocet for the pain, and I went golfing the next day.
See?
Now, that's great.
Isn't that nice to get a call like that? Somebody really cares.
I've not been on a what do you call Xanax? Tranquilizer?
Xanax. I had six of them before the show today.
I've not been on a tranquilizer for years.
Oh, they're wonderful. I mean, they're great.
Percocet right before Christmas? That's better than anything I could hope Santa would bring.
See, that's a good thing. You shouldn't be worried. I will tell you something. We talk about a lot of things on this show, but when we talk about either NASCAR or vasectomies, the phones go absolutely unbelievable.
You can go golfing the next day. You just can't use your putter.
Jason, you're on the Don and Mike show.
I get it.
Hey, Rob, are you going to use this as an excuse now to start banging left and right without the risk of knocking anyone up?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yes, he's going to have a series of violent affairs.
There's going to be a lot of appearances I'll be doing over the Christmas holiday.
Because, you know, when we go out, when we do an appearance, we should note that Rob is, they can't keep their hands off
swarming
Rob.
Horn dog.
It's just a big fallacy that we got. Excuse me, fallacy.
And Joe made me a T-shirt, much like the one he made you, except mine just says, I'm safe.
I'm safe, yeah. Hey, it's a fringe benefit, Joe. And these are all VAS horror stories now. We have a VAS horror story.
Okay.
Go ahead. Joe, you tell us about your terrible situation.
Yeah, Rob. Have you had a chance to meet the doctor yet?
I have.
Okay. Well, when I went for mine, I had mine done about 4 years ago.
Yes.
The nurse came in anyway. She was hot. She had to shave me. That was awesome. But they cut me on both sides. They did one side. They wanted to do the other side. And when he went to cut it, I wasn't numb. I screamed as loud as a little girl, and all he could say was, oh, you feel that?
This is the second story we've heard about a guy that wasn't properly anesthetized.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Good doctors in Baltimore. Of course.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Tom, tell us your tale. God, the guys want to talk about the vasectomy.
Tom, where are you calling from?
Sykesville.
Where?
Sykesville.
Oh, okay. Sykesville.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I named my nutsack Rupert.
Rupert.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Yes.
That was a horror story?
That was not helpful in any way. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I had my vasectomy done back in the 80s, and they didn't offer us any type of painkillers, so
sure,
I didn't medicate myself.
I'm sure they didn't offer you any anesthetic either.
I ended up smoking a bunch of hash before I went in there, and that was not a good idea.
No, really? Why?
Oh, I was pretty paranoid, especially when they did the shaving part.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris Kiner calling the show today. Thanks so much.
Our program director.
Hello, Tom. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just a suggestion for Rob, if it's not too late, maybe get the surgeon from Braveheart.
Like the last scene in Braveheart, too. They will never take our freedom.
They will never cut our vast deference.
Maybe you should like paint your face half blue.
Yeah.
The William Wallace vasectomy.
I won't be painting my face half blue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
I'm going to need a towel.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
I want to let you know that I used to assist the doctor doing vasectomies when I was in the Navy.
What are you, a fag?
Hey, a Navy vasectomy.
The best kind.
And the worst part of it for you is going to be when they numb you up. Every person who's ever had it done says it feels like someone gave them a good kick right down there.
Oh, I love that. That'll be good.
Something to look forward to. And you get those little wings or stripes that they have, too.
How much fun would it be to assist on a vasectomy?
You know, I swear to God, Rob, look at these phone calls, you know. Help out the show.
Go
do
ahead.
That procedure live on the air.
Come go
on.
Ahead.
Can you imagine that one-day rating? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Can you imagine it?
Yes, I have to, don't I?
Why don't you come to the doctor's office and mic it for me?
I would love to. I'll come there for moral support if you'd like.
We'd have a nice low stool for Mike. Go come sit over here where you can see.
This looks really great.
Mike, you need to use the razor now.
It'll be fun.
Mike's Norelco.
All right, tapes of today. Rob, I see we have Billy Crystal. Why all this Billy Crystal?
Because that was the Suckfest on PBS last night. He won the Mark Twain Award.
All right.
I know how you love Billy Crystal.
Yeah, well, that's what he needs is another effing award.
And also, we have not on that disc, but we have in the offing, the questions that they asked the Today Show anchors.
Okay, so let's listen to the Billy Crystal first.
Okay, which one do you want to hear?
Let me see. We got Letterman talks to Robin Williams. Which one's good? Martin Short, Rob Reiner.
I think Martin Short's the place to start.
All right, Martin Short on Billy Crystal. It's a show tune. Cut number three, please.
Okay, here we are.
It's a wonderful night. Crystal,
all right, stop.
Billy
That's
Crystal.
It. All right, I've heard enough of that.
We love you.
He's you want to play the whole thing, don't you?
No, it's so horrible.
All right, start it again.
All right, just
Billy Crystal and Martin Short.
It's a wonderful night for Crystal.
I'm gonna throw up.
Billy Crystal, we love you.
And he's so typical in how he's doing it. He's doing the one dance he always does.
Yeah, the
over emoting.
Who's that character that
Jackie
he
Jackie Rogers Jr.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Now,
ladies and gentlemen, the top five reasons Billy Crystal is being honored here tonight.
Oh, boy. You ate this up, didn't you?
I had a beer.
I had a beer. What did Letterman say? Anything funny with
Actually,
Letterman?
Actually, Letterman might have been the only funny thing they did.
All right, let's see.
Segment one.
David Letterman, cut number one.
It opens with Dave at the desk and Paul in the guest chair.
All right, very good.
I am Dave Letterman.
And I am Paul Schaefer.
You know, in all the years we've been doing The Late Show, we've had many, many fantastic guests. But there's one that really stands out, not just for being a dynamic performer, but also for being an outstanding human being. I'm speaking, of course, of
Billy Crystal.
Oh, wait, now, hold on. What did they do there? What was that?
His mouth keeps moving, but they dub in another voice.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
You're a big fan of
Billy Crystal.
Oh, please.
Billy Crystal
is my absolute favorite, and it makes perfect sense that
Billy Crystal
is receiving
the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
All right, what does Rob Reiner say? Anything funny from Rob Reiner?
What cut?
Cut number four.
Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal, as you know, love each other very much. Very
Billy good. Crystal and I are best friends. We've been best friends for 30 years.
Oh, really?
30 years, we've been doing great stuff together. We did Spinal Tap. We did The Princess Bride, Miracle Max. And we did a picture called When Harry Met Sally in, 1988. Now, there's a everybody knows the famous
Do we have
scene
the throw up sound
Sally,
effect yet?
The orgasm scene.
Do not.
Everybody knows the famous
I'll
line, I'll have what she's having.
All right. That's
He looks good.
Now Billy Crystal, Joe Torre. What does Joe Torre say? Is that boring as it looks?
It's pretty boring, yeah.
All right, I don't want to hear that one. De Niro, I want to hear what Robert De Niro says to Billy Crystal.
Cut number?
This is cut number six.
Cut number six. Bobby D, actually, I was shocked. He actually was there at the Kennedy Center.
You know, Billy Crystal does not need another award.
No.
He does not. He's got enough ego.
He needs to shut up.
All right, let's hear
Hey,
this.
Billy, Janice, thanks for having me here tonight. It's a great evening. And as many of you know, as you know, I played opposite Billy and analyzed this. People said it was a stretch.
Oh, yes, comedy, fantastic.
But I don't know. In that scene in Goodfellas where I kicked the guy's head in, I mean, somehow I always found that sort of humorous.
Humorous, yes, yes. All right, I want to talk more about your vasectomy. Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
It's a wonderful Hello night
there.
For Robbie.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Fine.
But I wondered if Rob had considered... Hello?
Yeah, yes, we're here. We're listening going. To you, yes.
I wonder if Rob had considered having one of the boys removed in honor of the leader.
What are you talking about, sir? I don't understand you.
Der Fuhrer?
Oh, the Fuhrer, yes, yes. There's some of your legions of fans out there. All right, Billy Crystal, I want to hear the is it a suck-ass acceptance speech?
It's so pat.
Cut number eight, Billy Crystal, acceptance speech, part one.
You couldn't sound more pleased.
All right.
Well, does this mean I have to retire now?
Yes.
Someone given an evening like this, right. They're way too dead to say thank you.
Yeah. So he's going right to the Catskills stuff.
Of course.
All right, let me hear more of this to throw up.
So thank you. Over the past 9 years, I've sat at home and watched this show and this parade of comedy legends, and I said, as any comedian would say when it would watch this show, why him? Shut up!
Yeah, all right, hello. Don and Mike Show. We're going between Billy Crystal's acceptance speech and Rob's vasectomy.
That's a great cocktail.
You're on the show. Hello.
Pardon the expression.
So to speak.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Arlie Ermey. Hi, how you doing, Arlie?
What's your name, fat buddy?
It's Rob Spiewak, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Rob, you might as well deal with this.
Yes, I am. I'm Polish royalty.
What's your name, scumbag?
Oh, now he's talking to you.
Mike O'Mara, sir. Mike O'Mara, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
I'm not royalty, but I'd really like some snacks in the afternoon. Do you have it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I said that I'd like a snack, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Powell? Do you think I'm funny?
No, sir. No, yes, sir. No, sir. Sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
No, sir. I am not shook up, sir. No, sir.
How tall are you, Private?
What?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11 and a half, sir.
Gotta be believed.
No, sir. Don't say the S word, sir. You make me a little nervous, Arlie.
Now.
Yes, very much so.
You are a disgusting fat body.
That's what the doctor said, but your sampler's not good enough, so we're going to take another call. Donna Mike Show, Jerry, you want to talk about Rob's vasectomy, and I just love hearing about it.
I know you do.
I do.
No, this isn't Jerry. This is actually Rob's right testicle.
Calling on the phone.
Yeah, and actually, calling from your scrotum. Me and Lefty don't think you should do it, Rob. It's just not a good idea.
Well, his friends agree. Absolutely. All right,
they've
what other
tapes? They've always been very close.
Let me see. We've got Billy Crystal, acceptance speech. But is there anything good in this acceptance speech at all?
You heard what it's going to be like.
What is Ray Romano supports the writers?
He does support the writers. You want to hear his opinion?
Cut number 10. Let's hear that.
He's a good guy.
I'm in the Writers Guild. And I sat with writers every day for 9 years on my show.
Thank you, serious writers.
Some of them smell and some of them are drunk, but you can't do it without them.
Why is Jamie Lee Curtis against plastic surgery?
This I don't know, but she's got an opinion.
Cut number 11.
Or 11?
Jamie Lee Curtis against plastic surgery. Don's theory on Jamie Lee Curtis, of course, is that she's got both parts.
Well, or maybe they had it corrected with plastic surgery.
All right, let's see what she has
to say. All these women who have been injected to the point, there are so many big name actresses now, that waxy forehead. It's just waxy looking. It's bizarre to me. I don't get it. I don't know why they don't look at those pictures and go, oh. People look like freaks. I certainly don't see people looking better.
George Michael.
803. I'm all for plastic surgery.
I think it's all right.
The more nipping. Buzz has had procedure after procedure.
Looks
and
good.
That's why you look the way you do.
That's right. Thank you.
All cosmetic.
When are you going in to have the procedure to actually reattach your belly button?
I like living without it.
Okay, very good.
But I go in about every 3 months.
Speaking of surgery.
Again.
Chad's on the line. Hi, Chad. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're wonderful.
Great. I got mine over 10 years ago. Never regretted it.
Oh, bravo, Chad. Bravo.
When he gets rid of the controlling wife, he can go bang anything and not have to worry about it.
Chad, let me ask you a question, because we're trying to get to the bottom of this. Why so proud?
Yeah, boy.
Why so excited about talking about it?
The women love it.
Are you serious?
They see the twinkle in their eyes when you tell them you're taking care of them. They don't have to worry about anything.
So that's
what
it is.
I don't buy that for a second.
I want to believe.
You really think that's true?
What other explanation do we have for these guys being so proud?
I think those guys sit on the couch like any other married man.
I agree.
I really do. Jason, you want to talk about vasectomies? Hello.
Yeah, you just got to be careful, because I had mine about 5 years ago, and I asked them about performance.
Yeah,
you should see Rob's
really
face. Wait a minute, Jason. You should see Rob's face right now. Rob is getting worn out by this. Have you changed your mind at all?
No, I'm against the caller. The procedure is fine, but you just feel like you're being rained upon.
Jason,
just be careful.
You've had one. Why so negative?
I don't know if Rob's still getting any at all, but
Well, we can stop there.
No, he's not, sir. When was the last time you got any?
Of any sort?
Of any sort, Rob.
This weekend.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
He's being serious now.
Yeah.
Rob talks seriously about his sexuality. Well, but it's a fine procedure, right, Jason? You didn't have anything backfire.
Well, I mean, I don't perform quite as well as I used to. I'll put it that way.
Really?
Maybe it's because you're obese.
That's probably it.
He admits it.
All right, let me see. Any more tapes on here? Judge Judy on middle school birth control, is that anything good?
I like her view on computers.
on computers. That's cut number 13. Judge Judy on no computers.
And not just her, but also Larry. That's what makes this
cool. Okay.
I was driving over here tonight with my publicist, Gary Rose, and he's sitting in the front of the car. My husband and I are sitting in the back of the car. And the entire ride over, he's texting somebody, making this god-awful noise.
Hello, I'm Gary Rosen. I'm Judge Judy's publicist.
Would you like some lunch?
Yes, I'd love some lunch right now, Judge Judy.
Where should I go?
Please go to Judge Judy's house.
Not across the street?
Yes, go to Bagel City.
It's like an SOS on his machine. And the words he used were, I couldn't live without this. I couldn't live without my cell phone. I can live without somebody not finding me for 2 hours. I've never turned on a computer. Never. You've never turned on a computer,
no.
Right? And you told me Oprah's never turned on a computer.
Oprah doesn't have a cell phone.
Right. So you see, there are people
Larry.
Who manage to be successful without being able to text.
I still walk to school. I don't wear shoes.
I'm bored.
I don't do anything with modern technology. It doesn't hurt.
Do you remember when he had Roseanne on and he kept saying, you just click?
You just click the clicker, right?
That's all you do, right?
I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a computer. I don't have a pacemaker.
Whoa.
I'm fine. No problem. All right, one more. Let me see. We got Monday Night Football. Seattle shuts out San Francisco. Is that anything?
No, it's just the last call of the game.
And then we got Barack Obama. That's no good.
It's Barack Obama.
That's all. And all right, cut number 9. One last little piece of Billy Crystal accepting his fabulous award.
To my girls, Jenny and Lindsay, being your dad has been the most wonderful experience in the world, and making you laugh had always been the ultimate until these two little granddaughters came along. So now I try to make them giggle and laugh and then hand them back so Mom and I can go to an early movie.
Shut up!
Thank you, Billy.
He's funny, isn't he?
Congratulations, Mark Twain Award. We're really happy.
Hitler only had one.
Right. Rob, I'm sorry. I'm going to go through these very, very quickly.
I know you
are. All right, rapid fire. Here we go. We have just a few seconds left. Donna Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Just great. You got something for us?
I do indeed.
Okay.
For Rob.
Yes.
The one suggestion I'd give you, I had mine done 3 years ago.
Thank you very much. We're going to take
that
another call.
That was a good
suggestion. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Vasectomy lines are open. Hello.
I just wanted to agree with the last caller. We love that you men have taken care of that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Wow, let's take another. Hello, Donna Mike
she's
Show.
Ugly.
That was a man, Rob. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I just want to say.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell Rob he needs to be careful when he's picking a doctor when he gets this done. I had my doctor ask me if I wanted to be numb down there, and I said yes. He said, num, 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 num.
Okay, hello.
I picked a good doctor. You've seen him in the cannon.
What?
My doctor from the Cannonball Run.
Thank you very much. Very quick. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike. Don's right there.
Yes, thank you very much. Hello, Donna Mike Show. The vasectomy line.
Boy.
You're on. Yes, how are you?
The big V. This is Drunk Fred.
Hello, Drunk Fred.
It's a nickname.
Nickname. I'm sorry. We had 86U. Donna Mike Show. 3 more calls. Vasectomy Hotline. You're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Listen, my husband went to have his done, and the agreement was if he went to do it, I had to go with him and watch.
Baby!
So I went to watch.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, when... I don't have a set personally, but when he put the needle in, it made me very squeamish.
Yeah.
And then when he made the incision and pulled the spaghetti stuff out.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hey.
Another call.
Thanks for calling.
Well, 2 more phone calls. Donna Mike Vasectomy
what
Hotline.
What a bad lady.
You are on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, guys. How are you?
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Quick.
The best thing about having a vasectomy is you can't catch the AIDS.
That's it. Rob, I couldn't say it better myself.
On my spaghetti stuff?
Jeff, you have the last word on Rob's vasectomy, and then we have to line up our fat girls and our skinny girls for our big competition. What do you have for Rob Spiewak?
Final word.
Well, when you go in, make sure, because a couple months after that, you have to go back and get tested to make sure you're still unleaded.
That's true.
And then when they gave me the cup, they said, there's a restroom, fill it to the line, we'll be okay. So... I went in, filled it up to the line, took me a while. I hand it back to the nurse, and the first thing she tells me is, I needed urine.
And that is perfect music for a perfect segment. Rob Spiewak had his vasectomy. Rob, did you get all this information? Did you write it down?
Yes, I've written it all down, and I've rolled it into a cigarette, and I'm going to smoke it.
All right, play cut 17 for me right now, Robbie.
Here, you got it.
Here we go. Set up our next segment here.
Take me.
Lots of talk around America. On news shows, on talk shows, everybody's talking about this IQ situation between big women and little women. What we are looking for right now, can we give away a prize of some kind for, like, the most successful fat or skinny girl that participate?
How about a cruller?
A free supply of Dunkin' Donuts.
How about $100 cash?
$100 cash for the smartest person, be ye fat or skinny. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this right now. Now, Buzz and I were talking about maybe having the average weight of a woman.
Right.
And coming up with those numbers and then doing some sort of mathematical equation to figure out whether fat women or skinny women are smarter. That's what we have to do.
So we want fat women first.
If you are a woman of larger carriage, and I want to say fat women, I want to say zoftic.
Yeah.
Voluptuous.
That's right.
They love Rubenesque.
Rubenesque women. We are going to take our skinny women and our fat women.
Rubenesque.
Who do you want to do first? The fat girls or the skinny girls?
Let's do the fat ones first.
We're going to do the fat women first. If you would like to get on the line, to get on the air right now, all you have to do is call us. Give us your vital statistics, and then we will have several questions for you. We will tally them up, and then in our second segment, we'll get the skinny girls on the line. And I think in each category, we'll give you $100 for the smartest fat woman and the smartest skinny woman.
Right.
And this is a very scientific test. Three women from each category, and we will ask them a series of, I'll say three or four questions.
We have to see how it goes, and they have to get past our screening process.
There are intricate screening process. Call right now, Joe. Get on the line, and we will be taking the fat girl, skinny girl IQ quiz. Very hard to say. I'm not as smart as some of the fat and skinny girls.
Pick it up, chubby.
Let's go, fat stuff. And get on the line, and we'll find out once and for all. You know, if you got fat thighs,
right. Let's
see if you really are smarter than the thin girl.
That's what they say.
But if you have, skinny thighs, we'll see. Hey, see if you're smart, too.
Whether or not they're fat, I'm sure they all have great personalities.
We are going to have a lot of fun with this, and we're going to take it extremely serious.
As always.
Because, you know, we're not just disc jockeys. We're scientists.
We're not kidding you this time.
So, fat girls, skinny girls, get on the line right now. The IQ test is coming up next on the Don and Mike Show.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
This is the Don and Mike Show.